Man, I want to tell y'all something, man. Man, I'm not going to let these material things get in my way, y'all. I'm trying to get somewhere.
Hi to all married guys. This is your host, Greg Ziegler. Today, we're going to talk about emotional connection. Your wife needs emotional intimacy, which is feeling really close to you. You are her husband. You're the man that she's chosen to spend the rest of her life with. You're the one with whom she took covenant vows, for better, for worse. She desires and deserves emotional connection with you. But sadly, many women feel distant from their husbands. When was the last time you did something intentional to foster emotional closeness with your wife? According to the popular author, Gary Rosberg, quote, "A woman is honored by her husband when he listens to her, when he connects with her, and then she begins to experience emotional intimacy. But a lot of times we don't know how to do it. How do we let our wives into the interior of our hearts? Well, Scripture has a lot to say. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7. Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers." When Peter said to be considerate as you live with your wives, when he talks about it, the literal translation is live with your wives according to knowledge. Knowing them is a continuing process. And also when Scripture says live with her as the weaker vessel, that doesn't mean second class in any way. It means that she's more fragile. She has her role, we have ours. We need to be tender. We need to be gracious. We need to be respectful of our wives. Your wife needs you emotionally. She needs closeness to you that's only found in healthy conversation, and she deserves better than your leftovers. You know that. Your next challenge during this season of heroic manhood is to create a new level of emotional closeness with your wife. Here are some suggestions about how you can make that happen. One is give her your attention. Don't try talking to her while the television's still on or while you're engaged in a task. It doesn't matter if inside yourself you think you can multitask. Give her your undivided attention to make her feel connected to you. Second, take her out. Go on dates or get away from the routine to create space so that you can have some uninterrupted conversation and time just to be together. Deepen the conversation. Be strong enough to open up the cans that maybe you usually avoid. Ask her questions like, how can I love you better? Or how do you feel about, or how can I understand your heart better? What can I do to be a better husband? Let her tell you. Listen well. Listen to what she's saying. Speak back to her about what you hear and then validate her feelings. If needed, empathize with her. You can do this. You may not enjoy it, not at first at least, but you can do it for her. And share with her. Volunteer information about your world, your feelings. Allow yourself to be vulnerable. You're not less of a man if you open up. Remove obstacles. Unresolved conflict, things like bitterness or unhealed wounds or lack of forgiveness, create obstacles to emotional closeness. So do what you can. Do your part to eliminate any things that may get in the way of connecting. And the last thing that I'll say, although there are surely there are plenty more ideas. Have fun together. Find a hobby that you can share and that helps you talk more. Going for walks, or riding bikes, gardening, doesn't have to be anything expensive. Just things that take time together. Things where you can concentrate on one another. Share experiences together that allow you to connect on a routine basis. Present your wife a love gift by connecting with her in some new way this week. Doing so may not feel like a gift to you because you have a different set of primary needs than she does, but it will be a gift to her heart that she'll receive eagerly. You know that your wife needs greater emotional connection with you. You have the ability to make it happen. So make it happen now. Have a great day in the Lord.